You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and it's just a blessing to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for another day. Another day that he has made, a day that we've never seen before, and a day that we'll never see again. We just thank God for this day and the opportunity to break the bread of life and to share the word of God. And we can't take that for granted, because there's a lot of places where they can't openly share the word, and they can't be walking around with their Bibles, and they can't be fellowshipping in public. They have to be underground. So we have a great opportunity to hear the gospel. We have a great opportunity to worship him and praise him and give him glory, because that's why we were created. And so we have to take advantage of it and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together in one place, on one accord, one mind, giving him all that we have to give, and giving him our best, not coming like Cain, we're just giving him anything, but coming like Abel, giving him our best, our first, and letting him know that we love him, and that we are serving him, and that we worship him, and we honor him, we reverence him, and we have a holy fear for God, because he is God. And he's God all by himself, and he don't need our help. And he sits high and looks low. And the earth is his footstool. And the clouds are the dust under his feet. So we need to be mindful of the God that we serve. And we doing some of anything and everything. But there's going to be an account. We're going to have to give an account one day. We're going to have to give an account one day. And so we need to be mindful of that. And just take that into consideration. And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, if you don't, if you out of the ark of safety, and Jesus is that ark, he's been prepared. He has already sacrificed from the foundation. From the foundation, he's already paid the price. It's a precious gift from God. His son, because he loved us just that much. All you have to do is believe it, receive it, and take advantage of the opportunities, the heritage that we have in the kingdom of God, being a part of the body, the family of God, being reconciled back in, because that's what that blood, you know, that's what that blood paid for. That we will be redeemed, bought back, and reconciled back into the family of God. Put back in right standing. Put back in right standing. Justified just as if Adam and Eve had never messed up. Because we was in good standing. The glory of God. We was in the glory. We was in that atmosphere. That's what was covering them. That's why they didn't know they was naked, because the glory of God was covering them. But out of disobedience, because they didn't have faith in what God said, and they followed that other fella, that's where they messed up at. But Jesus came and put us back in right standings. He reconciled us back. He paid the sin debt. He paid the sin debt that was too heavy for any man. And he perfected the law. We couldn't keep it, but he could. He didn't do away with the law. He perfected. He fulfilled the law. So that's powerful all by itself. He fulfilled the law because we couldn't. In our stead, as our propitiation. What a mighty God we serve. We just thank God for Jesus this morning. And we thank Jesus for sending the Holy Spirit, His Spirit in us. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for the blood that is still running warm in our veins. We thank you for the use and the activity of our limbs, Lord. We thank you that we're still breathing your air. We're still inhaling and exhaling your breath. God, we just thank you right now that you will pour out a fresh anointing on us this morning, a fresh breath. Breathe on us again, Jesus. Oh, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing in this season, Lord. We thank you right now for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Lord God, every home, every business, every vehicle, every nook and cranny that these frequencies are going out. In the name of Jesus, let your word penetrate the hearts and the minds and the souls and the spirits of your people, Lord. Let it fall on the fertile soils of their hearts, the cultivated soil of the ones that the Spirit has already drawn and germinate. Come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, we just thank you right now for your word. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do, what you've already done, and what you're doing as we're speaking right now, God. Don't do it without us. We want to be a part of it, God. We don't want to sit idly by and watch souls go to hell. Lord, we want to be a part of ushering in the harvest, Lord, because the harvest is plenteous, but the labor's a few. Lord, we pray this morning that you will send more laborers into the vineyard. Send more laborers into the vineyard, Lord God, because souls are leaving here at a high rate of speed and they're going to a burning hell. Lord, we just thank you right now that you would send folk to lead souls to you, Jesus, that we will be able to watch over the souls of your people, Lord God. We will be able to usher them to you, Lord, not ourselves, not our own platforms, but we'll be able to point them back to you, Jesus, because you're the only one that can save them. You're the one that paid the precious price. You laid your life down. You shed your blood, and you bore 39 stripes on your back. Lord, we just thank you right now for the sacrifice that you paid, the love that you showed us. Lord, we thank you right now that we will be able to love one another that way, that they will know that we are your disciples. Lord, we bless you. We magnify you right now, Lord God. We pray over all those that are sick and afflicted right now. Send your healing virtue, Lord, in everywhere it's needed. We know that you're not practicing anything, Jesus, but you have more medicine in the hem of your garment than all the physicians in the land. Touch right now, Lord God. Somebody's been crying and racking in pain all night. Lord, touch them right now. Deliver them. Set them free. Heal them. Make them whole and cured. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now for the owners of this radio station, Lord. All the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, the technicians, all who make it happen that this word will go over the airwaves, that your songs and your praises and your testimonies and your prophecies go over the airwaves, Lord. We just ask that you continue to anoint them. Bless them with provision for the vision. Keep them, Lord, in the palm of your hand as they do the work. The work, Father God, we bless you that we are working while it's day because we know that night is coming when no man can work. We just give you all the praise, Lord God. We give you all the honor. We reverence you. Oh, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai. Oh, have your way, Emmanuel. Oh, we just thank you right now. We give you praise. Oh, you're worthy. We worship you because that's why we were created to worship you. Just have your way right now. We bind the hand of the enemy that will try to steal the seed of the word before it fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of the people. Take your hands off it right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over these airwaves in the name of Jesus. We bind the prince of the air that would try to steal this word. We tear down all evil altars right now in the name of Jesus that will come against the kingdom of God, the body of Christ. And we say it is done, and it can be no other way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the opportunity. And this morning we're looking at Ephesians 3. And I'm going to read a couple verses. And I'm reading from the King James. I'm going to read down from Ephesians 3, 11 to 14. And it reads as thus. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness, access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And here we have the apostle. The apostle Paul is in prison. He's locked up. And he's admonishing the church in Ephesus. And he's letting them know, look, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed, not I, which he purposed, which Christ Jesus, which God purposed when he sent his only begotten son, because we messed up. We were tore up from the floor up, and God knew the end from the beginning. So that lamb, that spotless lamb was already slain. Jesus had already shed his blood from the foundation of the world. So it was already set in motion because God knew we were going to mess up. We had it good in that atmosphere in the garden. We had it good, but we messed up. So according to his eternal purpose, which was to redeem man back, redeem us back into the family of God. And that purpose in the Greek is prothesis, and that is a setting forth. He had a setting forth for the kingdom, for the family of God. He was going to set us forth out of our sin, which he did. That was his purpose, to purchase us back and bring us back in right standings. In other words, we would become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus once again, because that's where we were before the fall. So that was his eternal purpose, to redeem us back, to buy us back, to put us back in right standing. And it's only because of what Jesus did, because we could do nothing. We could do nothing because the law had us condemned already, because we couldn't keep the law. So if we broke one, we broke them all. We couldn't keep the law, so we was already condemned. So Christ came, Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law and shed his blood that we might be redeemed back. We might be bought back into the family of God, put back in right standing. Because you do understand that everything that was named, Adam named it. He named all the animals. And I wouldn't be afraid to say that he had a hand in helping speak them into existence, because he had creative power just like God. They were, him and Eve were born. They were created of God. They was born of the Godhead. And therefore, they were eternal spirits, just like God. They were made in his image and after his likeness until they messed up. So therefore, they were speaking spirits just like God. And you've heard me say this over and over again, that we have more creative power in what we say, in our speech, because words have power. Proverbs 18 and 21 say that death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you can frame your world. You have framed your world. Everything that's around you with the words that you speak. What words are you speaking? What worlds are you framing? Because God framed everything with his words, except man. He took the time and created man and woman. He pulled woman from the man's side, from the rib, as the blood and water flow from Jesus, the bride was birthed. The same thing. So Christ already knew that he had to pay a price for us, and he did it. He did it with outstretched arms because he loved us just that much. And that purpose was in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He was the cure for our disease. He was the answer to our problem. He redeemed us back when nothing else would do. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. In other words, in whom we have free speech. There's absence of fear. There should be no fear. There should be no restraint. And there's liberty. Because where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. Believers have access because we believe. We have that holy boldness. We have that confidence, that assured confidence in our faith. Because we believe, because we trust in him. That's the confident assurance, our faith, the substance, the title deed. We already physically have it. It's already in the spirit realm. We just have to reach in and pull it down. We just have to reach in and pull it down because we see it before we see it. In the realm of the spirit, it already is. Faith is, we have the title deed. Only thing we have to do is start moving towards it. Moving towards it. That's the faith that you can't have faith without works. You working towards what you have faith in. You can't earn nothing, but if I have faith for it, I'm gonna start moving in that direction towards it. If I'm praying for a car, I'm gonna start making a place for it, for where I can put it at. I'm gonna go to the dealer. I'm gonna believe God that my credit gonna be good enough I can get it. God gonna fix it. He gonna give me favor. That's what the works of faith is, because I'm not just sitting there waiting for it to fall out the sky, but I'm moving towards it. I'm exercising my faith muscles, huh? Just like any other muscles. I mean, the more you work them, the bigger they're going to get, the stronger they're going to get, the more you're going to be able to lift, the more you're going to be able to accomplish. So you got to exercise that muscle. And that's what he's telling, in whom we have boldness. You can come boldly before the throne of grace, seeking mercy, because the veil has already been ripped. When Christ gave up the ghost, the veil was ripped from top to bottom. And you're talking about a vast structure. This veil was nothing small. This was huge. It was huge. It was thick and it was tall. So no one can say that man did it or woman did it. It was ripped from the top to the bottom. That means that we have access. We don't need a priest to go in to the Holy of Holies on our behalf. We can go boldly before the throne ourselves anytime, anywhere. We have access, so we can boldly come. And if you walking right and you talking right and your life lining up with the book, with the scripture, the sacred canon, if it's lining up, if your words are lining up, if your life is lining up, because you can say a lot of things, but how you living? Are you living right? You can come boldly because he knows your voice, because you have a relationship with him. You can come boldly and shut the devil down, shut him down right now. You can come boldly, huh, and have access with confidence. With confidence, that assured confidence, that faith. I have the faith. I have the faith in Christ Jesus. I have the God kind of faith, huh? Because of what he did and because of whose I am, I can come boldly. And I have a relationship because that's my father and Jesus is my older brother. So I can come boldly with confidence, knowing that he's going to hear me. Knowing that he's going to hear me when I pray anything according to his will. His will is the best for us. Because all things are working for our good. Because we love him and we are the called according to his purpose. If you've been born again, if you put your trust and your faith in Christ Jesus and the finished work on the cross, you come boldly. No fear. So fear has no place. Fear has no place, and fear is a spirit anyway. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power through the Holy Spirit. Love, that agape love that we can only do through the Holy Spirit. And a sound mind, a disciplined mind, the mind of Christ, which we can only have by the help of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us. So ain't nothing we can do in this walk, in this journey, without the Holy Spirit present. And we need a fresh filling. We need a fresh filling. That's why I said in the beginning, breathe on us, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. Blow a fresh wind on us today. We need a stirring in our spirit. We need a stirring in our gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Stir it up in us. Stir up the gifts. That's what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Stir up the gifts that's down on the inside of him. And we need the Holy Spirit to stir up the gifts that God has given us to function, to do the work of the ministry. For the equipping of the saints, and the edifying of the body. We need a fresh filling. We need a fresh wind to blow on us of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to be in us, on us, and with us. Yes. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. The apostle is locked up. He's in prison. And not that he did anything wrong. He is in the perfect will of God. God has commissioned him. He's commissioned him as an apostle. He has seen Christ on the road to Damascus and sent him to the Gentiles to preach the gospel. So he's doing exactly what God has called him to do. And here come the enemy. And that's when he come at you. Excuse me. When you're a threat to his kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, because you represent the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, and you're doing damage. And that's what the gates of hell can't prevail against. The gates of hell can't keep out the church, the born again believer, living for Christ, exercising the authority and the power that Jesus has given us in his name and his spirit dwelling on the inside of us, the gates of hell, the government of hell, the systems of hell, wickedness in high places cannot prevail. It can't keep us out. It can't prosper against us. It won't be able to do nothing with us because we have the Spirit of God working on the inside. And we are rooted and grounded in this word. We are rooted and grounded in the foundation, this firm foundation, which is the word of God. It feeds our spirit, man. So it strengthens us and it empowers us. It enables us because the only thing that Jesus used in the wilderness when he was being tempted of the devil was "it is written." And if we don't know what is written, then we can't say "it is written." But he used the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. That's what he used, that two-edged sword that cuts like laser. It separates and divides. That's what he used, the word, and we need the word. We got to have the word. We have to feed our spirit with the word. And he's telling them, don't faint, don't give up because of what I'm going through. Because in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulations. There's going to be some troubles. Jesus said that be of good cheer because I've already overcome the world. So no matter what we're going through, the enemy's only attacking us because we are a threat to his kingdom. We're leading souls back to Christ. We're pointing them back to Christ and snatching them out of the pits of hell from the enemy. That's the only reason he's attacking us. And if you're not going through, if you're not being challenged, then you better check yourself. Because those that are already his, he ain't messing with them. But those that are a threat to the kingdom of darkness, those are the ones he's messing with. And he's telling them, look, don't worry about me. I'm going through. But I'm going through by faith. And I'm going through because I've been doing what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel because I know who I serve and whose I am and who I am. So that's what he's telling them. Don't give up. Keep doing what you're doing. Be encouraged. Be encouraged because Jesus is coming soon. And what will he find you doing? Where will you be at when he cracked the eastern sky? What will you be doing? So we need to be mindful. We need to keep the faith. There's some rough times ahead of us, and we're going to go through some things. But let us keep the faith. I'm praying for you. I love you. Amen and amen.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.